This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Can I just say it has been a journey getting here? Hi, everyone. My name is Felice Skirwitz, and I'm the owner of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network, as well as the host of this broadcast, A Few Minutes with God. I've wanted to produce this podcast for many years, but God's timing is perfect. Amen. So if you're tuning in, maybe you found me through a website or a search engine, or maybe on your favorite podcast app on your phone, I want to welcome you today. I also want to invite you to tune into this show weekly. This show will broadcast every Tuesday, first thing in the morning, like at 6 a.m. Eastern. So hopefully you'll be able to catch all of the archive show as well as this one, the first podcast in the series. So it's a brand new podcast, and I am excited for having this opportunity to be able to share my heart with you each week. First, I had to learn what I want to share with you, and that is listening to the small, still voice of our Lord. And I'm going to tell you it's a struggle for me at times, not only because I'm strong-willed and I talk so much, but because I, like many of you, really don't have time. But I serve a mighty God, and He helps me to overcome all. The purpose of today's podcast is to share a little bit about myself and my walk with the Lord, and also a little bit about what you will hear when you tune in weekly. First of all, I think it would probably be obvious to say that I'm a Christian who loves God with all my heart. I've been married since 1979 to a man I thought was the complete opposite of myself in everything except what was truly necessary for a solid marriage, and that is faith in God. We have five children, and we've homeschooled all the way through K through 12, with the exception of the last two. And they have done some dual enrolling in their last years in high school. And so, you know, my story is a journey in life. And at some point, I will share bits of that story with you. But just briefly now, a little bit of background. I was born in New York, and I grew up in an Italian family. Both of my parents were born in Italy. Both are now deceased. And all my life, I've been close to the Lord, but through the trials, I felt the Lord created me a deeper desire to know Him better. From the time I was little, four and even younger, I knew the Lord and had a special relationship with Him. I would lead my cousins in prayer when they spent the night, poor things. And I really felt a closeness to God as a young child. In my home, I learned about Adam and Eve, Noah and his sons, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Rebecca and Hannah. I learned all about our Lord and His mother, Mary. I learned about the apostles and the martyrs for our faith. I didn't know any of the fairy tales, and my Italian mother was frustrated with my teacher in the first grade when she called her in to explain that, to her horror, I did not know who Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, or any of the fairy tales were all about. And it was only, I was one of the only times I heard my mother say that a teacher was stupid. In fact, I became a teacher years later, so it was a very rare occasion for her to say that. She always taught me that, of course, we have to respect our elders. But what she did explain to this teacher was that we read the Bible at home, and our understanding in the Old and New Testament was first and foremost. And she taught her children to love God and to love their faith. And she taught me well, as did my grandmother who lived with us when I was growing up. This podcast is first and foremost about God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. It is not about denomination, even though I am a Catholic. The focus of this podcast is about a relationship with the Almighty, more so than an affiliation. This podcast is about a journey and a call to action and encouragement to delve deeper and deeper in your relationship with God and listening. That is what our daily challenge is, finding time, giving time, which is for us our greatest resource and commodity, the thing that is so scarce and so important in our relationship with the Lord. We all know the scripture of the widow's mite, the poor woman who gave all that she had, all that was the most valuable in her life. Her donation was so important because it was the difference between eating or not. And for us, our time is similar, it is, to the widow's mite. So many of us are overwhelmed, myself included. We don't have time to do the things we need to do each day. And on top of that, we are exhausted. This podcast is a means of refreshment and, yes, challenge, but refreshment to be refilled weekly and to be refreshed. If you have always loved the Lord, or if you are a new Christian, or if you don't know the Lord, welcome. And I pray that this podcast will encourage you to a deeper walk and a deeper understanding of what God wants in your life. When you tune in weekly, I hope to present a desire to be still and know God through listening, a desire to plan time for this to happen, a desire to understand and discern God's small, still voice. For example, how do you know it is really God who is speaking to you? How do you know that you're not making it up? And number four, a desire to act upon the message. How are you going to implement what the Lord is urging you in prayer? How will you do His will? How will you do His work in your life? As I shared at the beginning of this broadcast, I first had to learn, and I had to learn the hard way, to listen to the Lord, and I continuously make mistakes. We fall short, but by the grace of God. And I want to introduce you to a merciful and a just God and to His grace. And for me, His grace is sufficient. We as Christians believe that Jesus is our Savior, but the Son's focus was always to bring us to Himself so that He could bring us to the Father, our God, Elohim, Jehovah God. I am who I am, only belongs to Him. And that's from Exodus 3:13. You know, I once read a story about a man who had a friend who did not believe in God, and this man loved the Lord so much that he wanted his friend to know God as well. So he challenged him. He challenged him to spend 1 minute a day with God. No more, no less, just 1 minute. Then add a minute after that, and another minute after that. After spending some time with God, he said, "If you still don't know Him, I'll leave you alone." So the man took up his challenge and he spent time in silence with God, and he added a minute each day, just as his friend had suggested, until he was at 5, then 10, then 15 minutes, until he was spending 1 hour with God. And at the end of this time, God revealed Himself because this man had opened his heart to receiving God. Friends, God is always there for us. He's waiting. We're the ones who are too busy for Him. Our God is a gentleman. He does not force His will upon us. He allows us to make our own mistakes and fall, but He is always there for us to encourage and, yes, sometimes to correct. But after all, He is a just God. So I want to welcome you to join me in this journey. For years, the Lord has been leading me, gently encouraging me, and only recently has He opened the door for this podcast network to become more than a thought or more than something on a to-do list or more than just a discussion with my team. This podcast, A Few Minutes with God, and this Ultimate Christian Podcast Network is finally a reality. And I welcome all of you to tune in weekly. God bless. And until next time, be still and know that God wants to talk to you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Fleece on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.